Now time for that hot, fresh towel talk.
Hot, fresh towel talk? What's going on?
Big towel facts. All right, so on Twitter on Monday, a question was posed. Hello, fellow adults. My girlfriend and I have a question. What is the correct amount of towels to own? I said 10, and my girlfriend looked at me like I was crazy. We have zero frame of reference on the appropriate amount of towels in a household of two. So then that launched a firestorm of people debating what is the correct amount of towels.
A firestorm was launched?
I will say one of the most controversial hot towel takes came from a writer at Huffington Post who said, as a couple, you should own a minimum of the following. 10 bath sheets.
What is a bath sheet?
10 bath towels.
I know what that is.
10 hand towels.
Uh-huh.
And 20 washcloths.
Okay.
Preferably more, meaning you should have about, in your possession, as a couple, 50 towels.
Wow, that seems aggressive.
So apparently, and so...
But honestly, I probably have that, like, so, over the years.
Really? There were so many people that were like, the hex a bath sheet, that
yes.
He actually drew out a diagram.
He did? There's a diagram?
And so a bath sheet is just larger than a bath towel. That's almost like one of those...
That's a beach towel.
It's like, it is, kind of like a beach towel.
That is a beach towel. No one has ever, ever, ever on planet Earth called it a bath sheet.
Well, apparently he has.
Well,
you
he is wrong.
One beach
so
towel.
Now, I... Okay. So you think you actually do fall into the 50 towels?
None of them match. They're not like nice towels. We have probably 5 nice towels. The rest of them are all ratty and come from our lives before we got married. Like, we don't have a really nice towel collection, but I would say we probably have maybe 50 in the house.
A single young woman. How many towels do you own? One?
I have 4.
I have 4. There you go. That's a good rotation.
But I feel like, where does this guy live? Because if he lives somewhere tropical, like, my parents have really nice bath sheets, if you will, for the beach and boating.
Sure.
But we live in Kentucky. Where does this guy live? That's also something to put into question.
Well, I'm assuming it's probably New York.
I guess we're going for the average nationally, though.
Yeah. Libby tweets, owning a lot of towels is for... A, very rich people, or
sure.
B, parents, but only after you leave home and you let, and all the towels are 15 years old and torn.
Right.
And then you throw them away. Stop being a hoarder.
No, we're still using them.
So, yeah, like, I mean, I don't have 50, but I have probably 15 normal towels.
Okay.
That are every stage of...
And you're a family of 5.
Yeah. Every stage of wear, you know?
Not counting the pets.
And then I have... Yeah, I was going to say, I have at least a couple towels that are designated only for animals.
Right.
So when we, like, give the dog a bath...
Yeah, you don't want to use that on your body.
However, I have. It happens.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But then as far as, like, the hand towels and the washcloths and stuff, I mean, I'm saying I'm probably a family of under 25.
Really?
Yeah, I'm an under 25 towel family, I think.
I still have 2 embroidered, like, beach towel size, we'll call them the bath sheets, that were high school graduation gifts, because they have Purdue on them.
Oh, my gosh.
we have a lot of, like, old towels.
Text message says they sell bath sheets at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they're enormous and unnecessary.
Do they call them bath sheets?
That's what she says, at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I was 10 years old when I heard that term for the first time.
Yeah, bath sheets. No clue.
Wow.
Do people in your house, Ben, fight over the towels then? Because there's a limited selection?
No, so we have different varying degrees of thickness of towels. So we have a set of, like, as Kelly said, you know, she has some towels that are nicer than others.
I have,
so,
like, 5, like, attractive towels.
So I have about, I have about 5 or 6.
With patterns and colors.
Nice fluffy towels.
Okay.
And then I have probably 10 that are kind of the thinner towels.
Cheap.
Yeah. I will say, though, uh-huh. I prefer kind of the thinner towel.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm with you. The fluffy one's like a blanket, and then it almost feels sweaty in it.
Right. It almost like it's almost like wash or trying to dry yourself. It doesn't dry as well.
No.
I don't think it dries as well.
The thin one is scratchy almost.
Oh, and that's great, though.
No.
Yeah, it exfoliates as you dry.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, for sure. I'm all about the hashtag skincare.
I'm picturing your daughters fighting over probably the big fluffy ones because they probably want the warmth. Where I'm with you, I'm all about the exfoliating and just the quick dry.
Well, he's so hairy, too. He's got to consider that.
Bobby texts in 10 towels, 10 hand towels, and 10 washcloths. That's all right. That's a little ADD to have exactly 10, 10,
yes,
10.
Yes, and they're probably all folded perfectly in his pantry, his closet. Yeah.
Another text that says, old towels are for pets and cleaning. That gives you enough for guests and yourself and to ruin a few.
Okay, I feel judged. I feel judged a little. Like, we just haven't paid much attention to the towel wardrobe, if you will. Maybe we should. Maybe I need to be paying attention for a white sale somewhere.
If you were wondering why people were arguing so viciously about the quantity of towels a person owns,
it's the proper amount that needs to be
debated
in your house if you're a couple.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Did we decide, did somebody like lay it down and say this is the correct amount? Are we going with 10 10 10?
No one is really disputing this Huffington Post writer's 50
who says
towels.
You need 50?
Yeah, I mean people are saying, well, I mean that's for rich people, and other people are like, well, I mean, and that's why this is such an open-ended question.
It seems really excessive for a couple.
Another text, I have 4 towels, all fluffy, and I'm hairy as heck. Yeah, I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know. So anyways, you can see we've posted it up on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. That hot, fresh towel talk.
Yes.
That's what you come to the show for.
Well, you know,
the hot, fresh towel talk.
Now I feel like
big
we
towel
need
facts.
Some sort of like a Martha Stewart kind of expert to like tell us what's the right answer. Because we can't just like fiercely fight about it and then not have anybody say you're the winner, clearly.
We're the experts. We got microphones. Let's just say it. Let's just say it.
All right, I'm on team 10, 10, 10. That's my team. 10 bath towels.
For 2 people?
Yes.
2 people.
2 people.
30 towels. Mm. So you're saying 30 towels for 2 people.
That's a
No, I feel. Oh, I feel like for 2 people,
Kelly,
5
you can't
5 5.
Waiver. Well, if you're going to throw down an expert opinion, you got to be very clear and concise.
All right, here we go. Family 10 10 10, couple 5 5 5. I don't think like throw the bath sheets out. I don't even know what those are. Just you need a bath towel, you need hand towels, and you need washcloths.
Jack texts in team thin towel all the way. Yeah. I'm telling you what.
See,
if you have it, if I was going to say good subreddit,
that's a sub thread, debate.
The thin towel is definitely the way to go. If you haven't experienced, everybody's experienced the thin towel.
No, I need fluffy.
I mean,
like I need it to be like a blanket.
All right. Anyways, and by the way, do you wash your towel after every shower or use?
Nope, because you're clean.
How often?
You're clean when you're using it.
How often do you do it?
Probably every three
I do
uses.
It, listen, I do
every
it,
three uses.
I do it once a year, whether it needs it or not.
Doesn't it start to smell like wet dog?
Didn't think you'd learn about towels today, did you?
Really didn't.
Some text messages. 502-571-9970. I have at least 50 towels.
Wow.
At least 100 washcloths.
Okay.
And maybe 15 hand towels.
That's
Shannon says, we only have 3 people.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A text message from a listener. My 9-year-old daughter said, who knew we'd learn about towels today? I'm telling you what. The learning never stops. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. We got a tweet from...
What is there to learn about towels?
We got a tweet from Jessica. It says, bath sheets are actually a thing. They're huge, and your cheeks are covered at all times.
That's great news.
But no one calls them bath sheets.
I was going to say, yes, because when I hear the word sheet, I think of that's the stuff that's on your bed. Like flat sheet, fitted sheet, that belongs on your bed. That
hashtag
doesn't belong in your bathroom.
Cheeks are covered.
Cheeks are covered.
Really, that's the most important thing about this entire thing. Your
yes,
cheeks are covered.
Absolutely.
Hashtag covered cheeks. Hashtag hot towel takes. Hashtag big towel facts.
Oh, the learning.
I also put up a tweet asking if we like fluffy or thin. And me and Ben are losing. Kelly's winning. People are preferring the fluffy sheet.
The fluffy, yes.
The bath sheet. That's what people like.
I mean, when I feel bougie, I'll go with the fluffy bath
when
sheet.
When you feel bougie.
But, you know, it's just the everyday.
I need to stop calling it a bath sheet, though. I'm uncomfortable with that.
All right. So there you go. Hot bath towel takes.
Wow.
You only get here on 99.7 JX.
Next hour, we talk about potatoes.
There you go.